I wanted to give a hand signal. Instead of rolling down the window, I opened the car door. And we were driving.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, live coming to you from the fabulous Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California, it's the Bob Dean Show. Yay! Let's see, before we get started, I want to say a couple things because I will forget. Happy birthday, Christine R. My dear birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris Inga. She is the singer of the Bob Dean Show theme. And we love Chris, and I miss you terribly. I wish you'd come to LA for a visit. Hello, Sammy Junio, Dennis Olson, Sylvia Sage is here today.
Yay!
Kathy St. George and Robin
Padanici.
Well, yes, but Padanici?
Padanici.
How nice to meet you. This is Kathy's sister visiting from?
Connecticut.
Ooh, up across. Hello. well, we're going to get into all this in just a minute. I want to say hi to Zach Herndon. Hey, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
We miss you, buddy. Come visit. It's hot as shit in here, or is it because I'm hungover?
You've been hungover a lot.
I know. Well, let's not get into that in front of our studio audience, but I'll tell you all about it in just a minute. I will be doing a set with Speakeasy Comedy on April 1st, April Fool's Day, at Bar Lubitsch on Santa Monica Boulevard, 74-something, which is like straight across from here. Mm-hmm. And so you'll be there, I'm sure.
I will. Okay, when is it?
Monday.
April 1st.
Oh, yeah.
April Fool's.
Yeah. And before I forget, I want to make sure that I say that this show does not endorse Wells Fargo Home Mortgage at all, you rotten crooks.
Thanks.
And let's see, Tower Urology. We don't like them either. And let's see what else. Oh, yeah. Who's that friggin' comedian? I want to say hello to Sunda Kruenquist, owner of the LA School of Comedy at 10835 Santa Monica Boulevard in beautiful Persian Westwood. This comic, Rashish Shukashakamikamaka, and yeah, I'm a racist, as he called me in his HBO Showtime special. Just another, oh my God. Just Another Immigrant is the name of the, it's like a 8-part series about this comedian from United Kingdom who's originally Indian or something like that. It's a long story, but the guy just, Showtime told Sunda that they were coming to the LA School of Comedy because they were doing a feature about new comics. Okay. Uh-huh. So, you know, Sunda was wonderful about bringing everybody she could in and tried to give everybody time. What it turned out to be is that this guy lied and, you know, just another
he
immigrant.
Said something about
no, they're showing me doing a set, Lee Sciarillo, this other English chick, I can't remember, and he called us a bunch of racists. He's at American Comics. And they're like, you know, like it's like a friggin' documentary crappy, friggin' Keep It Up with the Kardashians and Chrisley Knows Best kind of style.
He said there's more racism at LA Comedy than in a Klan meeting.
Like
he's ever been
Fuck
in a Klan meeting.
Fuck you.
It's a good thing Pardon you didn't work
Ellis Screw you,
Rashid. He wouldn't have gotten in.
He's one of the biggest, apparently he's one of the biggest comics in Europe, and he's got all these specials.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was really lame. But actually he did come up to me and said that I did a great set. In the special. So anyway, thanks a lot, you lying jerk face. I'm sure you're a nice person in real life or whatever.
It's
but anyway,
a shame because Saturday Night Live back in the day, you know, when Garrett Moore, it was so not. That was what a lot of the humor was. I mean, was.
Oh, please. You know, Lee's doing
it's
her
like
set
it's
about.
It's gotten so politically correct that humor is going.
Well, I'm going back.
Oh, poor Lee. My feelings.
Oh, that hurt my feelings.
All it is we should all be able to laugh at ourselves.
I agree.
Exactly.
Well, I laugh at you all the time.
Well, that's good.
And as a comic, no topic is taboo.
Please.
I know.
Well, you know, let's not even get off on that racism shit. You know, I'm a white man of privilege.
I'm a white woman.
People have no idea. But people have no idea how hard I had it growing up, man. Our swimming pool didn't have a diving board. Please. It was rough on the mean streets of Nashville, Tennessee.
We just had a hole in our yard with nothing, no cement. So.
Well, you know, I use this in my acting. It's still hilarious. It's like, I go, what am I supposed to do to make myself a better man if I'm a white man of privilege? Because it's true. I'm a 13-year volunteer at the Brown Institute in Hollywood. And I foster animals. I've been fostering animals. And right now I've got 5 cats in a 1-bedroom apartment, 3 of whom are black.
Oh, my God.
Black cats matter.
Black cats matter.
It's true.
All right, so let's get on with this. Yeah, Robin is visiting from Connecticut. Kathy St. George is back. She's feeling better, thank goodness, after her head injury, which we talked about last week.
Still damaged, but
that's all right. Uh-huh. That's
and
all of us.
Maybelline looks fabulous.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. She's so
taking
adorable.
Taking advantage of the fact.
And Sylvia Sage.
Yay!
Nice to see you again, doll.
So nice to see you. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has.
Very long minute. Yeah.
Well, we've been trying to get together that's on it. True. And so I'm so glad you got. I texted her at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it's so
oh,
true.
So you do have a hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, what the deal is that Wolfgang's Steakhouse by Wolfgang's Wiener, where I was a bartender for 8 years, closed. And we're moving. So, and you know, the company's doing great, blah, 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 blah. City of Beverly Hills owns a building. They're a fucking asshole. Pardon my language. Oh, my gosh, Robin, I'm so terribly sorry. But, you know, doubling the rent. That's why half
they
of
Beverly... They don't talk like that in Connecticut.
Well, half of Beverly Hills and Sunset and everything's empty because everything, you know, Los Angeles, I love living here, but it's so stinking expensive.
It is. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So anyway, I've been out, you know, I'm taking a little bit of time off and yeah. I'm going to be concentrating on, ooh, that air conditioning's feeling good. Thank you, Miss Genio. yeah, I'm fat with a hairy back, so I sweat a lot. Anyway, but,
In his sweater?
I don't want to see it.
Oh, believe me. You'll be like, what?
Exactly.
When I take off my shirt at the pool, little kids cry. They're like, ah. But anyway, so tell us how you been.
Yes,
what's going on?
I've been great. I just been.
You look marvelous.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. It's not my hair. That's why.
It's so good. I wish I had that because my hair, that took me so long. My hair was.
No, this is the best thing ever. I've had it for 2 days now and I'm like in love with it.
Wow, you look friggin' smashing.
My hair is wet and in a bun. And then this
oh,
is just a piece good. And it's great. So all you have to do is do your makeup.
Nice
it's
piece.
Like a
that's
save awesome. The day situation and you look it. Great.
It's
so
better
I'm
than
like,
the clip on tie.
Yeah, exactly. It is a clip on tie. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I pull some wrinkles out of my forehead.
Well, uh-huh. I feel like, yeah, it's trying to separate my eyes at the moment. But and it's heavy. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's, like
well,
I wore
it. Yeah, it looks like it's thick.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And
can
it's like
it?
$40. Yeah.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Yeah,
I thought it was your real hair, too.
No, I know. If every,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, people have asked me
I
that. I'm like,
in.
I always, I'm very honest with as fake as I am. I tell everyone everything that's happened.
Thank
you know?
You.
Yeah.
You
and
you
I'm
and
like,
both.
I do. And I'm like, I wear hair extensions normally. So I always tell people when they're like, is that yours? I'm like, oh, no.
Well, now, you paid
no,
for
no,
it.
No, no, no,
of course
no. I
it's
paid
yours.
For it. It's mine now. Yeah.
In your illustrious career as a stand-up comedian and a fabulous adult film star.
Yes.
How's things going? How's tricks?
Tricks are good. No, I was filming a lot last week, and I've got some film stuff coming up later this week, but it just so happened I had some free days, so I got to come hang out
I'm
with
so
you.
Glad. Now, Robin, we have to explain that Sylvia is an adult film star. And what is so fascinating about it, which we learned too, is how professionally it's all done and
very
how healthy everybody is and they take care of themselves. And it's all just about
the money.
The money. Yeah. Yeah. And I told you, I just loved it when I first researched you and I love telling the story about because what was it, you said you usually play the
mom,
the stepmom or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it the first thing I clicked on was it's like a handsome young man, you know, pleasuring himself. And then you walk in the room and you go, what have I told you about this? Look what you've done to my decorative towel.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. It's
and
so
then you
funny.
Had to teach him a lesson.
Of course I did. Yeah, of course. It's always a lesson to be learned in porn.
My poor sister went on today to go on to make a plane reservation and
Pornhub comes up.
My Safari went porn.
Atta girl.
Yes. And I'm going, I don't know why that's on there.
I have no idea why that's there. I never look at that. That's weird. It just popped up there.
Blame it on somebody else.
Right. When I took my computer in for repair, I was like, I forgot to clean the history.
I'm sure those computer stores see all sorts
I'm
of
sure
things.
I'm sure they do. Well, now you have you are Sylvia Sage on Pornhub is your main site, right?
Yeah, I do have a new Pornhub up. My lovely assistant did all of that. She makes up new stuff for me all the time and then just tells me about it. It's amazing.
That's
she's
awesome.
Like, by the way, now you have this account,
hey,
and this account.
Give
I'm like,
her a
great,
raise.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Give her a raise. And maybe you could. I could talk to her about helping me with some things too.
She's not taking on any more clients.
Okay.
In fact, she just dropped a few people recently because she was just having, she had too many
she's
people.
Doing good now.
Well, doesn't she know who I am?
Yeah.
It's the Bob Dean Show. Yay. Well, that's great, though.
Yeah, she's been fantastic. I just got back from Australia. That was
amazing. No kidding.
Yeah, it was. I went to Melbourne, which I want to go to Sydney next time. And I thought I was going to get to go to Sydney. I thought my friend that lives over there was going to fly over the weekend. But I kind of thought it was a like Vegas to L.A. flight. And it's more like a L.A. to Chicago flight. So mm-hmm. it would have eaten up too much of our time. And I was
Was it pleasure or business or both?
Complete pleasure. It was my 35th birthday, and thank you. I hadn't actually taken any like real vacation time since I've moved to Los Angeles, so I was like, "This, I'm not gonna work." I didn't even try to do comedy. Everybody was like, "Oh, are you gonna go do stand up?" And I was like, "No, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm gonna drink buttloads of alcohol, and I'm gonna have a great time and explore the city." And that's what I did. So
I'm so glad you had a good time. How long were you there?
I was there for 9 days.
Which, oh, that's great.
It was enough. I was definitely ready to be back. And that was my, outside of like Mexico, it was my first time like abroad, like leaving.
And that's a, it's a good trip. I mean,
it was
like,
a 17-hour flight there, 16 on the way home. But I didn't realize all the little differences, like my phone not working and having to like get a SIM card so I could have internet access, and the menus on everything are different. The money is different. There's no tipping. And it's like so many things.
No tipping.
Like slightly off.
Oh, he wouldn't
like. Yeah.
And doesn't the water go backwards in the toilet too?
So, you know what? Since I've been back, like three people have asked me that. And I wish somebody would have told me that before I went. And I would have paid attention. But I didn't know. I didn't know.
It does. It's the Coriolis effect.
That's so crazy.
Coriolis effect.
Really?
Coriolis Tell effect us about it, Mr. Olson.
Did you go on a walkabout?
Well, it's
the
Earth from the equator to the poles and how it spins. It's like, you know how clouds and storms go in separate ways?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with water. So that's why it flushes the other way.
This guy is a world book of knowledge for being that Fidel Castro looking motherfucker.
Yeah, it's just spin of the earth.
That's what my friend Ron
Fidel
Kirk said.
Very well, though, Ron Kirk.
Well, Ron, my friend Ron Kirk. Hey, Ron, hi, Janine in Dallas. They were watching live, and we were talking to him on the phone, and then Ron goes, "Who's that Fidel Castro looking motherfucker?"
Bobby. Who's that Fidel
Castro?
Oh my god! I love it.
So yeah, that must have been a great time. Now, what season aren't our seasons?
So they were just coming out of summer, like it was just starting to cool down a little bit.
Opposite.
Yeah,
because of the Earth's tilt.
Yeah. But it was good. It was
now,
like
did you go by yourself with friends?
I flew by myself, and then I had a buddy who lives in Melbourne, and I stayed with him. But he was working for a large portion of it, so it was just me.
Well, that's a great way to travel. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes it can be a little...
I do not agree. I do not want to do it again.
Really? I love doing that, man. I love just being...
I did it in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to
worry
about...
When I travel in the States, yes. And I love traveling alone in the States, and I do that all the time. But abroad, I didn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I knew enough to make me not look like the dumb American. And I definitely felt
and
like the dumb American.
And you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I didn't. Had no idea what to expect. But I definitely, I want to feel dumb with somebody next time.
Yeah, share the burden, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because when I'm just there alone, and especially when my phone wasn't working and I had no access to like the internet or direction, you know, and I was like, oh, Lord.
What happened to your phone?
Just because I didn't have a international.
Oh, you did. Oh, see, I have.
Yeah,
you have to adjust it when you go to another place.
And I didn't know that either. And so for the first 2 days,
you can pick up phones at places.
Yeah,
you can pick
they
up
have.
Phones
do they still have like throwaway phones that are cheap?
I'm sure they do. I just got a little like $50 SIM card and injected
that's cool.
it, but it messed up my phone. Now that I've been back.
Oh my god! Are you
kidding? Well,
then the company's liable, right?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm going to make an appointment with Apple, but I've been on the phone with Apple, and I've went to a Verizon store, and they're like, we have no idea.
Mercury's
like,
in retrograde,
awesome.
So you can forget
it.
Don't say that. That freaks me out.
I'm telling you, it's true. My computer's not working at all. I just went on, and everything is gone, and I wrote like 100 pages of a book.
Oh,
and
no.
Maybe that's why mine's been acting so squirrely, too, because Mercury's in retrograde.
You didn't have any way to save that?
Well, I was going to back... I wasn't broken or anything, and that's what I was doing. I was backing it up because I was going to take it to Apple, and they said back up the computer first, and I turned on everything, and it wasn't even broken when
that
I turned it on.
That is devastating. Oh,
so
I'm so sorry.
I'm just giving it a few days to... But
well,
I do have Backblaze, so I do have...
Hopefully it's there somewhere.
Yeah, so...
Oh, God.
Well, so you're writing a book, huh?
Yeah, it's so interesting.
And,
It's comedy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's gonna. It's a memoir, but not really. It's like it's chapters of. Or it'll be like stories that relate to one another, and it'll be just funny. And also, there's gonna be a chapter of people in my life who write things about me because I've forgotten.
That's yeah.
Oh, I know.
Right. I need that section for
honey,
sure.
And trust me, and you're just a babe at 35, honey. You know, when time is ticking away, honey. You know, and that's the same thing. It's like I was one for my friend Julia. I am her memory, and then my friend Susan, who unfortunately, Miss Moskowitz, the cocktail lady, unfortunately, we're on the outs. I'm sure someday we'll be friends again, but we had a little spat. The point is that she is like my memory. Mm. You know, she's like, you remember that time, blah, 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 you know, in Miami in 1983? I can't believe I'm still alive. Miami in the 80s. Scarface was entirely accurate. Yeah.
It's funny because I was doing an autograph signing at a show, and I'm so sorry. Misses everybody. And I was there with Stephen Bauer, who was in Scarface. He was, what was Tony? What was his name?
No, I don't know.
No, it was, what was her name? Anyway,
was he the real good looking guy that got shot at the, oh my God. Yeah, you know him?
Yeah. Oh, I know him really
well. Oh, I ain't embarrassed to say. Oh, please, would you?
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Anyway, he was there signing and he comes over and goes, this is Miami. He goes, no one knows what Scarface is here. No one knows.
Seriously?
Because he was so into anime there, they did not even know what Scarface was. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't believe this is Miami. This is where it took place.
Oh my God.
Yep. Yep. And as a matter of fact, I told you because I worked at it was Neon Leon's at the time, and that's where the actual shooting nightclub shooting was.
Oh.
And then when they closed it, and then when it reopened, I was a mere lad of 22. And I worked there as a host.
Eyes.
Yeah. And look at me now.
what are you, 23, 24 now? Huh?
124. Yeah. Robin! We're going to focus on you now. Kathy St. George's lovely, beautiful sister, who we've all just met. What part of Connecticut are you visiting from?
Waterbury.
And now you guys are from, where did you grow up?
She was born in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a native.
You were raised here too?
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. Thank you for. I always tell every native Angelino, thanks for letting me move to your town.
Yeah, and she's really sane.
It was
too.
Real interesting because we would go out into.
Come over and speak a little closer to the mic.
When we would go into clubs
please.
And meet people and they'd say, Where are you from? I'd say, I'm from here. Really? Right. I got that mm-hmm. so often because nobody was from this area. So,
well,
yeah. So
now, what part of town did you grow up?
That's crazy. Azusa.
Azusa?
Which is in San Gabriel Valley.
Yeah, suburbs.
Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Yes.
Rancho Cucamonga. I thought that was a big joke when I was moving here. As a matter of fact, for those of you that follow my Facebook page, there's a picture of my station wagon with a U-Haul in the back with a hood up on the side of the road in the desert. And the point of that, you know, my 15-year anniversary of Los Angeles will be April 4th.
Nice.
15 years. But anyway, so that what getting to is that when my sister and I were driving in and I saw the signs on the 10 for Rancho Cucamonga, I'm like, seriously? I thought Bugs Bunny was the only one that talked about Cucamonga.
and Jack.
But it's beautiful out there.
What was it?
It is.
Jack Benny used to do a thing about Azusa and Cucamonga.
And Cucamonga. Okay. Well, it's just a funny name. Now, okay, so you grew up in LA and are you married and living in Connecticut now? Or do you have family? I mean, children? Now, remember, if there's anything...
That's an interesting question, the married part.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is on the Bob Dean Show, if there's anything, you know, we touch on and you don't want to talk, just you know, nine your own beeswax.
Legally, I'm married, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But I have two daughters, both in college.
And their names?
Rachel and Olivia.
Rachel. Hi, Olivia. Yeah. Well, thanks for watching your mom and Aunt Kathy on the Bob Dean Show. Okay. And so how long are you visiting?
I leave Saturday night.
Well, you've been here for what, 2 days?
I got here Saturday. I leave Saturday.
You guys having fun?
Yeah. I went to San Diego yesterday and saw friends.
Oh, how nice. Thanks. How nice.
I light around all day.
And she slept.
You need to keep sleeping, girl. You fucking conked your friggin' Cucamonga noggin on concrete.
And I've been extra stupid lately.
Well, the whole point about it is, remember, it's not how you feel, it's how you look, and you look marvelous.
Stupid people.
Oh, please.
So it's just
stupid.
I'm just one of you.
Well, okay, so now who, I'm not going to say who's older or younger because you guys are, I'm sure, the same age. Which yeah, really doesn't matter.
I will say I'm younger, but everyone used to think I was older because I was taller.
And she was, and she just was go, also.
They would just go, oh, you're the older sister, right?
Because really
I was taller. They assumed I was older.
You have great hair.
Thank you. She does.
It's so lustrous. All this beautiful hair around here. I got great hair.
That's hers, though.
I've got great hair on my back. We've already discussed that.
This just dries like this.
Does it really? Yes. Dang, girl. Yeah. You know all these people in LA are going, what's your secret? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that commercial on TV for Payless shoes? They only ran it for
Payless
a short period.
Closing?
Probably. Everything else is. But they had... where they set up, it was like a Beverly Hills boutique. You know, and they had this, a cocktail party, and all these queens are like, oh my God, I can sell beautiful shoes anywhere. And then they're like, they're from Payless. And they're all like,
that's funny.
Payless shoes hurt.
I don't have Payless, but everyone, I always buy Steve Madden. They're like the cheaper, like Jimmy Choo's, you know.
And I bought those too, and I get lucky with some. Yeah, and with some it's just like hurt. So
oh
much.
No, I love them.
It hurts so much.
Well, I would get work shoes from there.
Yeah,
and being on my feet, which is why I have this fucking. I gotta stop using that F-bomb.
That sciatica.
Yeah, the sciatica.
It'll make you crazy.
It will make you crazy. I'm serious. It's awful. And we talked about this, but I bought a teeter, the incline. Hang upside down.
Stairs.
Which it's awesome. It's a work in progress. But, you know, it's like one step, what is it? One step forward, two steps back. You know? And it just hurts like hell. And I thought that, working would, you know, be a little bit more relaxing to the whatever. And it's just not.
No, you're stuck with it.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
Thanks a lot. But remember, it's not
surgery.
How you...
Huh? Until you get laser surgery.
Uh-uh.
Or just hang yourself upside down every night.
It wasn't bad. Well, actually...
On what? A little personal question.
On my female parts.
I want that done. Vaginal rejuvenation?
No, I wish it rejuvenated that.
I want that.
You're just going to workout or anything.
I had my stuff taken out. I'm going to fanny pack.
That's not the same surgery. I wanted a different surgery. I want where they laser off the hanging lips and just bring you back.
Oh, I know. I heard about that.
Yeah.
A lot of girls. Yeah, I heard about that.
Me
only
too.
On the Bob Dean Show. Yay.
A lot of girls do that, and it looks great.
I have not heard about that.
Oh, no.
Well, I heard about it, and then I Googled it, and then I saw the images, and it turns out I'm more of the before picture than the after. And I am looking to get in there and just laser them off.
Wonderful dog.
Just keep it in mind for later.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party, Robin.
But they can. It's amazing. Not that you want to, because I like saggy balls because I like it when they swing. But think about it. If you could take your balls from where they are now and bring them back up to when they were 16.
I was looking for that surgery.
Listen, I'll be happy to show you where they are right now. I'm proud of that.
But I think balls should hang.
Mm-hmm. Until they hit the water. And then,
That's true.
Oh,
and then we're good. No more of that. Are you hitting water yet?
Huh?
Are you hitting water?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm happy to say.
I am. I have to put
You're hitting under, water?
I have to put them under the hand dryer.
Yeah.
You hold them out.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know what? He gravity. He juggles now.
Yeah.
He's a juggler and he never drops it.
At least you have something to do when you're standing in line, you know?
Yeah.
I know. That's what. That's the best thing about boxers.
Yeah.
You know, when you're standing in line, you know, like at the back, you can just kind of like move your hips so nobody can even tell that you're going, ding.
That's great. Now I'm going to have that image in my brain.
You know what, though? You know, I don't know how, but like when I hate when I put my boxers on backwards before. And when you're, you know, when a guy goes up to, you know, relieve himself at the urinal and you're all just ready to go and you unzip
it's
and
an
you,
emergency.
And you, well, yeah, and you, you know, no. And you're telling your body, okay, you're right there. And then all of a sudden you realize that, you know,
no exit.
Can you
right? No exit.
But then you can just bring over the top, right?
Well, yeah, in a hurry.
Yeah. It's not a problem.
One time in Nashville, Tennessee, there was a restaurant called Fazin's. And as a matter of fact, Christine Arwood was director of operations for the Fazin Restaurant Group. Hey, Chris. And but there was Fazin's was this really cool place that had been there for generations, and it was in an old house. And there were two urinals, but they didn't have a divider. Okay, and so I'm in there one night. Of course, I was smashed, and relieving myself, and this little kid walks in. He's like maybe 8 or 9 years old, and he just starts talking. He's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Hello." Oh. And he goes, "Are you having dinner?" And I'm moving like to the right because I'm like, you know, I'm at a point where there's no stopping me.
Oh no!
And I'm like, "Why don't you go away, little boy?"
Did
and
he you goes, say that?
Yes. Seriously, I mean, could you imagine if somebody else? It's just like when I went on that.
Would
carnival.
He not pee? Was it peeing?
No, he was just walking around. Oh. You know, he just popped into the men's room, started a conversation.
Hilarious.
And it's like when I went on that carnival cruise where I won the hairiest back contest.
Oh my god!
I have the medal to prove it.
Okay, so you tell him to go away.
Well, that was it. That
oh,
was
he
it.
Goes away.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
But
that's
this is
hilarious.
Getting to another little boy story, though.
Oh my god!
On the carnival cruise to Ensenada, which sucks. Now I know why everybody from Mexico wants to get over here because. But anyway, so we're on this carnival cruise, and of course, what am I doing? By the pool.
Peeing by little boys? I don't know.
And on the ship,
what
said there's
were you going
the
to?
Men's room had didn't have any urinals. It had two stalls, right? And I go in, and there's one guy doing his business in one stall, and I go into the next. And while I'm, you know, doing my thing, I hear this voice go, "Are you going to be okay?" And the little kid goes, "Yeah, Dad." So the dad is obviously letting his son start learning how, you know. So... You know, and the guy's okay. Like, oh, and I hear the voice goes, "Okay, I'll be right outside." So then all of a sudden, as I'm coming out, the little kid's screaming, "Help me, help me." And he's jumping up and down. He's like this little Asian kid. He's maybe 6, 7 years old.
Oh my God.
And his little drawstring on his bathing suit was stuck.
Oh no.
And he's jumping, he's going, "Help me, help me."
Oh,
and just
God.
As the other guy comes out, we both look at each other and we're like, "Uh-oh."
Yeah,
you can't,
man. Oh my
so
God.
I open up the door, like there's 1,000 people on the deck by the pool, and I'm screaming, "Little Asian kid's dad! Little Asian kid's dad! Emergency, come right away." And the guy comes flying up and I'm like, it was hilarious.
Racing.
I'm like, "Little Asian kid's dad!
Hilarious.
Serious,
that's a great
man.
Story. Oh man.
And I found the video of the hairiest back contest when I was dancing around, and when I took, like I said, when I took off my shirt, like 1,000 people go.
Oh.
And all the other guys in the contest were like, "We quit."
They just threw in the towel.
Have you ever shaved it or waxed it or done
Never.
Anything? Never.
Never.
Nothing.
I remember how to do macrame.
Right. I did
braid it.
A partner of mine 20 some years ago taught me into using Nair on my private parts.
That's the worst place to put it.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And it's acid.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that and Nair works.
Oh, it does.
Okay?
Yeah.
It works. But the thing about it, I didn't feel sexy at all. I felt ridiculous. I felt ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, like I was 6 again or something and
that's what I feel like too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, forget it. But no, and there's this thing that's on Facebook now. It's this new groomer that guys with hairy backs and that, you know, it looks like a shower massage.
Yeah,
kind
a
of.
Hair trimmer on a pole. It's like a selfie stick.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Well,
nice.
I tried tying an epilator to a back scratcher back in 82, but I got about, and you remember what an epilator was?
No.
Yeah, they pull the hair out.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks like an electric razor.
Okay.
And it was a big deal, but it literally, it's like a rubber band, electric
it
rubber
just
band,
pulls
and it
hair
just.
Out.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. And it's like, yeah. And
God.
Like I said, I tied one to a back scratcher and I got about 1/4 inch from my butt. I was like, fuck this.
Oh, no.
I want to show her that your commercial.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need to go to my website, bobthesurlycomic.com, and go to the videos. And thank you, Zach Kernan, for handling that. Pardon me, I'm about to belch. But there's a video. If you go to bobthesurlycomic.com and you go to videos, I think it's the third one down, and it's this commercial I did like 5 or 6 years ago now. But I'm in an orange Speedo, and it's on my business card as well. But yeah, man,
I like it.
It's hilarious. It's a great commercial, and it's my best work.
Staring at him while he's walking by the pool, like
hilarious.
And there's it's for this advertising agency in Denver called Factory Design Labs, and they did a series of really bizarre commercials where their slogan was the power of orange. So that's I'm in orange speedo, but there's no dialogue. It's just this great, and it's an award-winning commercial.
It's that's awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, and it's friggin' hilarious. It's my if I never do another thing till the day I die, which my manager Christina Scott. Thank you. She sends me out all the time, but I haven't booked anything. But I promise I will, boss. And you know Christina Scott because she used to crash on your sofa in the Studio 54 days.
Yes.
My manager, Christina Scott, is cool. She's beautiful. She's blonde. She's sassy. And she's smart.
Yeah.
But she and she, a friend of mine said, you should need to go see Bob Zach. So she came to Laugh Factory. And I remember seeing her in the dining room, but she's, you know, she's very attractive girl, woman. And when I finished my set and she was standing at the side of this, she walked up, standing at the side of the stage. She goes, you have representation? I wasn't even come down yet. And I said, commercial. And she goes, I want to sign you across the board. Call me Monday. I was like, yes, ma'am.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. But I've been trying to get
her. I wait for that every day. Every day.
Well, she's a wonderful, wonderful gal. And CA Talent, Los Angeles, California. I'm very proud to be represented by Christina. But we need to get her on the show with you.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
that
would be a blast.
I have a souvenir from her wedding way back in the 80s.
Guitar pick. Yeah. Because she was married to the bassist of Kiss.
Oh, how cool.
Well, she called me up and I answered the phone. She's like, and I'm like, hello. She goes, how do you know Kathy St. George?
Oh my God, so funny.
I'm like, she came to see me at the Laugh Factory and we just became fast friends just like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I used to crash on her stuff, blah, 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 you know.
She didn't realize we were still in Studio 54 on their sofa.
How funny.
Well, that party you took us to, what was it, 2 years ago, the book?
That was fun.
That was a great party. It was just like in Goodfellas. You had to go in through the kitchen.
Was he? He was one of the guests, yeah.
Well, you just know so many cool people.
He's a very nice man.
I'm going to have to go feed this meter. I'm on a...
Where, are you in the back?
I'm on the side over here.
Okay. Well, how much time do we have left?
10 minutes.
Are you good?
I have 2 minutes and 14 seconds on my meter.
Do you want to go feed it now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It's a good idea. Too.
Go ahead.
We're casual.
Sylvia's going to leave us just for a moment to go feed the meter because, as we all know, you don't.
I think I have mine till. Oh, yeah, I have mine till late. I did a lot. I always overdo it.
You overpaid.
I always overdo it, and then I beat it up.
Well, no offense, but we have a handicap placard thanks to Dennis.
Well, I'm getting one.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I have to get one because, especially when people drive.
Well,
me.
If you can't tell the difference between a window and a door, you need one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The scary part was hearing something fall out.
I know. Exactly. Then it was, I go, my thermos!
Yeah. Oh, is that we never finish? Is that what happened to the thermos?
The
it rolled out.
Rolled out. And then I thought, oh my God, they're going to think it's at the airport and I'm not going to get it. So there's this thing rolling out.
It looks like a hand grenade.
Like it looked like a, yeah.
Oh my gosh, suspicious. Like, package.
Hurry, we gotta get out of here.
Unattended luggage.
I mean, thank God she wasn't on my lap. She was on her lap.
Oh, goodness gracious. Don't even think about that.
I mean, it was like the door, and we were driving fast, and people were going,
cars
what
everywhere.
You doing?
Cars everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And I go, oh, my God, I meant to give a hand signal. Like, and even the two just
open the door.
Well,
it's really scary.
Tell us again how you flip somebody off the other day.
Oh. I said I knew I had brain damage because I went to flip somebody off and gave him a thumbs up instead. And I'm trying to get my bird finger out, but it won't work. And I'm like, this is not the point I'm trying to make at all.
Oh, seriously. This is why I have arthritis in my left hand because I've been doing this for 40 years. It's tragic.
It's called carpal tunnel.
It's tragic.
I have my bird fingers operated on.
But of all the situations I've gotten myself into with road rage, which anybody that has ever ridden with me knows, it's not even funny. It's tragic. But was the Hispanic woman wearing the wife beater with the she had her tattoo in progress. It was just all the big red outline, and she cut in front of me in front of the New Art Theater at the 405. And so, of course, I did the adult thing, and I flipped her off, you know. And of course, it's bumper to bumper gridlock.
So yeah,
she gets out, and she comes, and she's wearing like tight Levi's, and there's a child in a child seat in the back of this Camry, and she gets out, and she's like, "Come on, come on!" And I'm in my big Roadmaster wagon, and I'm smoking a cigarette, of course. So she gets out, and she's standing, and I roll the window down, and I go. You're joking, right? she's like, come on, get out of the car. Get out of the car. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm like, you're joking, right? And she goes, come on, I'm going to kick your ass. And I go, nice ink, grandma. I press the button and the window goes. She was so enraged. She was furious. She went and got a golf club out of her trunk. And She got a driver out of her trunk. What, Maybelline?
She's playing with him. One time I was on Beverly, you know, Beverly and Fairfax, and I was making, I was trying to get to the freeway. I was making a left because I had to be in Malibu at some job, and this car, I'm waiting to get in the turn, and this car cuts in front of me and clips my bumper a little bit even.
Holy
and gets
crap.
In front of me, and I needed that spot because I needed to get a turn at, you know, the next light. And I got out of the car. I was so mad. I went over and kicked the car.
I had a girl.
And it was gang members.
That was quick. Holy crap.
They jumped. One of them jumped out, like, and I started twitching like I was crazy.
I'm having a seizure. This guy on friggin' on Beverly Boulevard in Hancock Park, it was a Friday afternoon. I was going on an audition. And this guy cut in front of me, and I flipped him off, honk, honk, honk. Well, the guy behind me, this punk rocker, excuse me, not a punk rocker, like this flaming queen, he starts bumping into me with his Toyota, like in the station wagon. He's like, going, boom, 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 like that.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah? And I pulled up about 4 feet, and I put it in reverse and went, bam.
Yeah.
Don't screw with the Roadmaster, baby. She's beat up on the outside, but I will kick your, you know.
Don't start none, you won't get none.
Can we play a little
Come here,
what are we going to play now, Mr. Olsen?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. No, but you have to introduce it.
This is Amy Vanderbilt's Everyday Etiquette. So we're going to play Just Jump.
Oh, I can stand.
Because Amy Vanderbilt jumped out the window. Okay. Actually, Julia pushed her.
Oh.
She did.
Too much etiquette.
Well, that's my friend Julia. My friend Julia, who's just like Julia Sugarbaker on Designing Women. She's very southern. And she goes, Amy Vanderbilt didn't jump. I pushed her. Anyway, go ahead, Dennis.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold that thought. Now, what we're doing here, if you guys remember, is that Dennis reads a question about etiquette from 1957, and then we all collaborate to see if we can come up with the right answer.
Okay.
When one person makes a telephone call, shouldn't she be the one to terminate it, not the one who's being called?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, yeah,
I agree.
I would say yes, yeah. But I don't agree with it now because
it's not too important, really. But usually it's the other way around. The one being called makes the necessary response, then never too abruptly hangs up.
Mm.
Oh, well, I
don't call me anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it gets too abruptly,
right.
Get off really quick.
Right. Well, we're also from a generation that communicates verbally.
Yes.
Like, you always answer the phone, and when you call, I answer the phone. But everybody else is all about, texting.
Yeah.
If it's more than three sentences, it's a friggin' phone call.
See, I'm a texter as well. I only answer the phone for, like, my mom or my
brother.
Well,
all you got,
you're
texting, and it's a marvelous thing, but at the same time, it's like, ever seen that, that sketch on Family Guy? Where Quagmire and Peter want to screw with Joe. So they're like, come on, let's screw with Joe. So Joe's at work, you know, the guy in the wheelchair. And they text him, you want to go to the clam tonight? And he's like, he picks up, he's like, sure. Puts the phone back down. And then like, hee hee. And they're like, what are you going to wear? He's like, I don't know, jeans. Puts the phone back down. And they text him again. And it's just like me. I mean, it's like, ugh! Stop it. God, it drives me. You know why? Because my fingers are fat. And this is my, you know, antiquated, whatever it is with the broken camera. But I have to be, I'm insistent on proper punctuation and spelling.
I know.
And my fat fingers, I'm have to go, it takes me 15 minutes to put, anyway, next question.
Put them on a finger diet.
One, two.
Work it. Feel the burn. Is it proper for a single girl to have dinner in a bachelor's apartment without a chaperone?
For sure not. In that book. Then. Yeah.
No. Not back then, no.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. This book? No.
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
Never. Social conventions can do very little to protect a girl really bent on getting into difficulties. Ain't that the truth?
Uh-huh. She's asking for it.
Yeah.
In this case, a girl not out of her teens would do better to avoid such a dinner engagement unless others, considerably more mature than she, are present. Perhaps a good yardstick for her would be, could I tell my mother where I am?
Mm.
A career girl from her 20s onward can accept such an invitation, but should not stay beyond 10 or 10:30. If others are present, she might stay as late as midnight, but not beyond.
Actually, I don't disagree with these rules now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there should be six men and they're alone. Yeah.
My first thought was because nothing happens before 10:30.
right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's virtuous and it's classy. Right.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
It's classy.
But then she says,
"Also, I'm tired at 10:30."
And she's in the custody bill.
An old rule and a good one is avoid the appearance of evil.
Does that mean? Painted
it is still
up
very true that men value little those girls who have no strong sense of propriety themselves.
Mm. Oh, you mean easy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Earth girls are easy.
The ones that that liked what's his name?
But I'm surprised she said up to midnight.
Mr. Huckabee.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The one that you can't
once
remember.
I got with Mr. Huckabee. Yeah.
What did she say? I don't know how I got this autograph.
I did. I have a plus signed book I found when I was unpacking all my storage and stuff. And I have a signed book from Bill Cosby. You don't remember how I got it.
Oh, my God. That is amazing and a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gorgeous. I can just imagine that you would have definitely been a victim for sure.
I actually know where I got it, but it got a better laugh. Yeah. When I said I did.
Yeah. Hilarious.
And God loves a laugh.
Next question.
My God, hilarious.
All right. One more.
Please.
I'm 14, but my parents won't permit me to go on a date because they say I'm too young. The boy I like keeps asking me to go out with him, and I have explained I'd like to, but I can't. What do you suggest I do?
Is he 24?
Climb out the window like every other girl.
Can I tell my mother about this?
Can I tell her?
Right, yeah.
Talk it over with your parents and see if they can come to some understanding with you in the matter of limited dates with limited hours and specific places to which you are allowed to go.
Daytime matinee movies or something like that on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Take her to the Shake Shack. Or
Shake Shack.
What were they called? Root beer floats? What was the place?
Malt Shop.
Malt Shop. That's it.
Malt Shop.
Yes. You know, I got a call to be on the dating game when I was like 17. I don't know who recommended me, but I was still in high school. And they called me and said they got my name from somebody on the Newlywed Game. I don't know. And they wanted me to be on it. And I said, I really don't know. I'd have to ask my parents. And they go, well, if you have to ask your parents, you're not the kind of girl we want.
Oh, my God.
See, everything's their fault.
Wow, that's really? Crazy.
I said, okay, then.
I'm on.
Wow.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Talk about Hollywood.
No kidding.
Next step, casting couch.
I was calling Zuzum back then, you know.
That's crazy.
I would have done it.
I would have done it too.
Knowing what I know now.
And he would have worn Speedo.
And here they are.
For
those of you that don't remember the dating game, screw you.
It was great. It was fun.
It was, Bob Eubanks was a Newlywed Game. And the dating game was Jim something.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
Just Google it, y'all.
I think Sonny was on the Newlywed Game or something. That's why.
Oh, wait. Sonny was on the Newlywed
That's
Game.
That's who I think
yes,
I recommended
cousin.
Me.
Oh, yeah?
Our cousin. That's right. I forgot
How funny.
He was.
And he's the one that recommended me, I think.
Well, the Newlywed Game is where that famous classic line where the Bobby Banks says, where's the most uncomfortable place you've ever had sex? And the woman goes,
that'd
be in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be in the butt, Bob.
Yeah.
In the butt,
I
Bob.
Do remember that. Yeah.
Butt, Bob.
Hilarious.
All right. I believe Ms. Genio is over there going TikTok, bitches. we'd like to thank you all for episode 68 of The Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
Okay. What's our phone number again? 323-300. Something.
That's why they don't call.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, Sam's looking it up. We are.
We should do it at the beginning.
All right. We need to start making some money off the show. So start sending your. Please send your tax your dollars
yeah,
and
your tax
things
refund.
To Robert Dean Jr., 1718 Stoner Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90025.
Like I want to live on Stoner Avenue.
It's the best street in the world.
It's so Stoner. Cool.
It's yeah,
it's I live great. On Hermitage. That's not fun at all.
Well, you know, the home of President Andrew Jackson. Friggin' that racist. Seriously.
My number is 323-300-4092.
323-300-4792.
No, 4292.
Say it again.
4292.
4-0.
Oh,
you both had it wrong.
Okay, one more time. No, I'm sorry. I'm now. Sorry, Sammy. Please, yeah. One more time. 3-2-3. 300. 4-0-9-2. That's the direct, and it's a weird Google phone, so it'll sound, you know, it'll be like. But anyway, please, questions, comments, you know, flattery. Let us know. Thank you very much. You can download us on iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, please. Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R app on Androids. And watch us on YouTube and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe.
Subscribe, please. And if you have any connections with big agents, let me know.
And me.
And so, thank you, Sylvia Sage.
No, let me know about the agents. That's what I meant.
Well, no, but thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Robin. Yeah. And my official co-hostess, like Regis and Kelly. Regis and Kathy.
Yeah.
Kathy St. Lee.
And Kathy St. Lee.
Kathy St. Lee. Dennis Olsen, Sammy Junio, Zach Kernan, Christine R.
Maybelline.
Oh. She's a cool one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. I guess that's it. We love you all. Thank you very much. The Bob Dean Show. Yay.